On this second day of September, it is hot and humid again across the Northeast. Temperatures in many areas this afternoon are closing in on that 90-degree mark, and our dew points are up into the 60s, so on top of the heat, we also have moderate levels of humidity. Moving ahead into tonight, we will keep things on the warm and muggy side. Overnight temperatures will be generally in the 60s, though it's possible a few spots across the north may dip into the 50s late tonight and early tomorrow morning. Like in previous nights, we will see some areas of fog form, and we're also going to introduce the chance for some showers and storms across the north country as a cold front approaches the Canadian border. And moving into the day tomorrow, that cold front will work its way through our area, so with that, we have the chance of some scattered showers and thunderstorms for the day on Thursday. Now, because the front will take its time coming across, we will have one more hot and humid day across our area. Temperatures tomorrow will climb well up into the 80s. A few spots could touch 90, especially in our lower elevations from the capital region on south during tomorrow afternoon. And it will be another humid day with dew point temperatures running well into the 60s to near 70 degrees. So in some areas, the humidity may become borderline oppressive as the day moves along. Having said that, across the north country, as the front will clear your area a little bit sooner, we'll see those humidity levels begin to drop as we work through tomorrow afternoon. Any showers and storms will end late tomorrow or early tomorrow evening. We'll see things clear out tomorrow night. It will turn less humid as the night moves along, so we're looking at more comfortable weather as we move into the day on Friday with lower levels of humidity and also less heat. So we're talking about temperatures on Friday that will be in the 70s to around 80 degrees. So it'll be a nice wrap up to the work week. And as we head into the holiday weekend, high pressure will build in. And we're looking at fine weather for Saturday. And it looks like, at least at this early point, that the weather should be quite nice right through Labor Day Monday, though it will turn hot again as the weekend moves along. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with the chance of a shower or storm, warm and humid with patchy fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with the chance of showers and storms, warm and humid, high 80 to 85. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy, warm and humid with patchy fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, warm and humid, high 80 to 85. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, warm and humid with areas of fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, hot and humid, high 85 to 90. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Partly cloudy tonight, warm and humid with areas of fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, hot and humid, high in the middle to upper 80s. Region-wide on Friday, partly to mostly sunny and less humid, high in the 70s to lower 80s, and on Saturday, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 80 to 85. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.